Obama's stop is one of several he's making on a two-week swing his campaign is calling a Change That Works For You tour. He told an audience in Raleigh, North Carolina earlier this week that they didn't have to read stock tickers to understand the seriousness of the situation the economy is in right now.
Go to Janesville, Wisconsin, or Moraine, Ohio, and talk to the workers at the GM plants who just found out the plants they labored their entire lives at will be closed forever.
Obama told that crowd these types of problems were the logical conclusion of a misguided philosophy that has dominated Washington for too long. He's pledged to try and right the ship with the Home Foreclosure Prevention Fund and by cracking down on fraudulent lenders. Obama also wants to end the president's tax cuts for wealthier Americans to help fund his domestic agenda, which is an area where he differs significantly from Republican presidential candidate John McCain. McCain and his supporters, like Republican Congressman Paul Ryan, say it's the wrong way to go when the economy is hurting.
We have seen some high-profile layoffs in just my hometown of Janesville and around the state of Wisconsin. And the last thing the Wisconsin economy and the U.S. economy needs right now are massive tax increases along the lines of what Senator Obama is proposing.
Obama was scheduled to visit Kaukauna in February, but winter weather forced him to cancel that stop. Recent Midwestern flooding caused him to cancel an appearance he'd scheduled in Iowa, although there's no indication that flooding will change his plans in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.